On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Setter, fabulous producer. We give him full credit for making everything happen well that happens well around here. And we are monitoring traffic. We don't see any anomalies out there. So far, so good everywhere in the central Susquehanna Valley. In the studio with us now, we have some guests here to talk about upcoming activities that relate to making sure people are thinking about climate. And we're going to hear some individual stories, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Green New Deal Lewisburg. I was glad to hear Bernie Sanders say last night on the radio that the Green New Deal's not dead, and that he's still advocating it for it in the Senate, and so that's still going to be talked about. But in the studio with us now, Sarah Walkley is here from Lewisburg. She's been here a couple times in the past. We've spoken to her about the climate strikes that have taken place around here, and the Green New Deal Lewisburg, which is a bona fide group, and let's see, Green New Deal Lewisburg is a hub of
the Sunrise Movement.
Okay, I got to get all these connections are bona fide and really make a big difference, actually, in terms of what to whom you're connected and how you behave and what your sort of your deliverables are. And so I appreciate that. Thanks for coming back. And your job at Bucknell University?
I'm actually doing a service of AmeriCorps this year. So I work in the Office of Civic Engagement.
Okay, so really helping to make sure that students who wish to act get a direction to do so. And two of those students are here today. Cheyenne McKinley is here from Arlington, Texas. She also has a part-time residency in Palmerton, Pennsylvania, over in the Lehigh Valley, and is a biology major. She's a senior doing research on fireflies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right there, Cheyenne. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I work on fireflies. I'm specifically interested in, like, the genes of fireflies and how they connect to their behavior.
And there are fewer fireflies, am I right?
Correct. Yeah, there was actually a paper that just came out talking about population decline in fireflies and what we can do to try to help prevent that.
Roundup.
Yeah. So basically, don't use pesticides. Roundup is awful.
Okay.
Would not suggest.
I knew it. The more I hear about that, the more trouble it seems like it is. Okay. So we'll talk more about that and climate with you in a moment. Lindsay Schwalm is here as well from Jonestown, Pennsylvania, down in Lebanon County. Sociology major. She, too, a senior doing research in social sciences. When you do research in social sciences, folks might not know precisely where you're headed, but I think really there's a lot of emerging issues that you're probably focusing on. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so some of the issues I'm researching right now are looking at student trajectories from low-income backgrounds, so how students go from community college and transition to a school like Bucknell and how they fare after their college experience. So we're trying to open that pathway so more students can get college educations.
What in the world would you know about a student from a community college that ends up at Bucknell?
I came through a community college program called Bucknell Community College Scholars Program, which is basically, there's a six-week program where you get initiated and kind of go through this rigorous academic...
well, sort of a gauntlet. Yeah. I've seen the paperwork. It's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, yeah. And then you end up transferring to Bucknell with a full academic scholarship, and you do your last 2 years of your bachelor's degree there.
And you bring an advantage to the Bucknell campus. I'm going to be so arrogant as to say this. A lot of the students at Bucknell really come from a place of privilege, and you bring a perspective to Bucknell, maybe even a different appreciation for that. Can you describe what I'm alluding to?
Yeah, I definitely think the community college scholars in particular bring a lot of diversity to the campus. I think we talk a lot about issues of like LGBTQ community, what it's like to come from low-income backgrounds and how that affects like your trajectories in life. And also we are able to just bring different perspectives in like on life into the classroom, which really broadens the discussion range.
Tell me you don't wake up in the morning and pinch yourself, holy smokes, I have got to make the maximum amount out of this day. I'm here at Bucknell and enjoying this great college and academics.
It's been an incredible opportunity. I mean, I would not be where I am without my experience at Bucknell, and I also feel like it has given me so many more opportunities for my future as well.
Well, Cheyenne, you have a very similar story, am I right?
Yeah, I came through the same program, actually in the same cohort as Lindsay. So, yeah, I came from Lehigh Carbon Community College, and I could echo pretty much everything that Lindsay said as well. It's really incredible the amount of opportunities that we've received, as well as I know that I've spoken to a lot of different people who only have support for this program, and so it's really heartwarming to see that on campus as well.
When folks around here that want to get a community college started say community colleges are just fabulous for the right group of people and can be a slingshot into the future for some people. So you can tell us that much, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. My brother is just going into college as well, and I was encouraging him. I was like, you should start a community college. It's a really great place to kind of experiment and see what you're interested in, as well as they have so many different opportunities with other universities to try to get you into the best programs that you can, as well as one of the great things about community college is, let's say, you didn't know what you quite wanted to do in high school, and let's say you didn't have the best GPA or anything, you can show and prove that you are a fantastic college student and spend your time and energy working really hard, and they'll be able to see that so that you can then get into a higher level institution as well.
Right, I'm not going to stay too long on it, but did you struggle at all in high school? Did you perform?
No, I didn't. I know a lot of people who did, though, and so they found that really helpful.
Okay, yeah, sometimes high school is not the right fit. If I ever got a report card that didn't say he's not living up to his potential, my mom would say, uh-oh, they missed something. It's just not working out. All right, so now you're at Bucknell, immersed in science, and tell us a little bit about your studies now and where your slingshot into the future will take you.
Yeah, so like I said, I do research on campus, and that's something that I definitely want to continue and have a career in. So what I'm going to be doing is, after I graduate, I'm intent on pursuing a PhD in research, specifically in like genetics and how that connects to behavior.
All right. Well, we're going to ask more about that a little bit later. And, of course, you're in the sciences. And so we're going to talk about climate in a little bit. Sarah, these young women bring a story here that's familiar, community colleges, and then a great appreciation and feeling compelled to act and to do more.
Yes. I also actually was a community college student, just so you know. So I'm proud. I'm always proud. A lot of members in our hub come from that program. So, yeah, the Cheyenne and Lindsay, back in December at our last climate strike, we opted to do something a little more like personal and intimate. And we knew there wouldn't be as huge of a turnout as there was in September. So we did a caroling for climate action, and we sang songs of social protest. And for each, we had a designated, what's the word I'm looking for?
Speaker.
We knew where we were going. So we had a route. That's the word I'm looking for. Sorry. We had a route, and we had stops at each along the way. And at each stop, we would sing a song of social protest. And there was like over 100 people there. It was really powerful to have everybody singing the same songs. And then at two of the stops, Cheyenne and Lindsay, before we sang, shared their story about how their lives and their loved ones have already been impacted by climate change.
And if you could have impacted the future actions of the people to whom you were singing, what might they do differently?
Well, I think the most important thing is to start by voting, voting in the primary, and not just voting in the general election, but voting in local elections as well. I think not a lot of people do that. And I think that's one important way to exercise the right that we do have to vote. And in terms of other things, I think everybody comes from different backgrounds and different abilities and different like economic situations. So not everybody can, stop eating meat. Not everybody can stop using plastic. Those things are ideal. And I think we should all do what we can and learn about what that would look like. But I think we have to realize that the reason that climate change is here is because, and the reason we're all facing an existential threat is not necessarily because of individual actions as much as it is a systemic thing. And we're looking at, giant corporations that have power and money and that are making decisions, and we're kind of indoctrinated into those systems, whether we want to be or not. I could walk to campus. I could not have a car. I could be vegan, which I am. I could do so many things. But once I get to Bucknell, for example, they still are using a cogeneration plant, which relies on natural gas to fuel the campus. Things like that. Like we can all make an effort, but at the end of the day, when giant institutions are the ones with the power and control, that's why we protest and that's why we're activists.
That plant will be shut down in the decade ahead because of this conversation.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're working towards and getting to renewable clean energy.
Well, if there's one thing Bucknell does, it's what the students and the staff and the faculty request and push and drive for. And we can talk a little bit more about that. Well, this is going to conclude our very first segment in this. We're coming back at 7:40, and I'm really going to dig into the story that Cheyenne brings here today about how climate is affecting her life right now and that of her family, and maybe that's a factor in the firefly phenomenon that there's so few of them these days, the fireflies. And Lindsay Schwamm from Jonestown, Pennsylvania, going to tell us how really climate relates to her life and her family and social justice when we talk about that. Who are we talking about? You know, we can chit-chat about climate as though it's a distant thing, but she can tell us about victims as our guests can today. We're talking about using our rich background, no matter where it might be from, to effect and push for a response because of, let's say, our blessings or where we are today. So we have Sarah Walkley here from Lewisburg. She's one of the leaders in the Green New Deal Lewisburg and works volunteering now in the Office of Civic Engagement, although with a slight stipend to help there. Cheyenne McKinney and Lindsay Schwamm are seniors at Bucknell, and they're going to be talking to us at 7:40. As well.
This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the Anchor Desk, and thank you so much for joining us. Mr. Rob Setter is our fabulous producer, so we appreciate all his help and hard work. We have guests in the studio today. I guess our general heading is Green New Deal Lewisburg, which you can check out on Facebook and Twitter. GND Lewisburg is their hashtag, so look for that. But we're also talking about civic engagement and getting involved in climate and its impact, and students who came from a community college background coming to Bucknell and just making sure that they have an active response to what they're enjoying and making sure that they're doing work in the community. Sarah Walkley is here from Lewisburg. She's one of the leaders of the Green New Deal Lewisburg group. Do you actually have a title as a leader?
We just call ourselves hub coordinators. That's the terminology that we use.
And the hub, as in the Sunrise...
Yep, because we're like a chapter, basically, of the Sunrise National, the Sunrise Movement. So if you are interested, Sunrise is a youth-led movement to stop climate change and create millions of good jobs in the process. We advocate for the Green New Deal.
All right, and that hub in Lewisburg is called Green New Deal Lewisburg, and Sarah Walkley, one of the coordinators. All right, so thanks for coming back. She's been on the radio a couple of times. Happens to be one of the slightly paid volunteers in the Office of Civic Engagement at Bucknell University right now. Cheyenne McKinley is here, hails from Arlington, Texas, but also spent a lot of time in the Lehigh Valley. She is doing research on fireflies at Bucknell University, so immersed in the biology and that part of the science program. So thanks again for coming in today.
Yep, happy to be here.
And Lindsay Schwamm. Everything I say is actually a question, so I should probably warn you about that. Even my declarative statements are questions to my guests. And Lindsay Schwamm is here, Jonestown, Pennsylvania, down in Lebanon County, sociology major, doing research in social sciences. I can ask her about climate justice while we're here, so we probably will do so. So welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Green New Deal Lewisburg maybe is our overall heading. Tell me a little bit more about your background and why that ties to your interest and your pushing that relates to climate.
Well, I grew up in rural Pennsylvania, and so I, in my discoveries about, you know, climate change and how that's unfolding, I found out that it was going to impact my community the hardest. I mean, we have already seen so many issues in our community with water quality and pollutants from the coal mining industry and stuff. So I really wanted to come out and protect the people that I grew up with, and also protect more broadly vulnerable populations, like people of color, low SES individuals, and really try and make sure that we're protecting these people from the corporations that are just, you know, destroying our homes and our communities.
Low socioeconomic status?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, sorry.
I could be woke given enough tutoring. Okay, so thank you. All right, and when you say your community's affected by climate, that has happened how?
So when I was 14 years old, Tropical Storm Lee kind of came through my community and devastated my neighborhood. We witnessed 27 feet of water in our local neighborhood. There was 10 feet of water in my home. Multiple of my neighbors lost their entire homes. We lost our entire first floor of our house. I mean, there were buildings off the foundations. There were just trash and pollutants just like strewn everywhere. And I can vividly recall just how heartbroken everyone was when we returned to our homes and our neighborhoods and found everything devastated. And this, like, we do have flooding, but the intensity and frequency of these floodings occur in higher quantity and quality because of climate change. And so I want to make sure that, you know, these communities and these individuals and on these waterfronts in our communities are protected, and we're making sure that, you know, they can not lose their homes and, you know, have to start from scratch.
Well, some of the science teachers at Bucknell talk about supercharged hurricanes getting churned up in the Gulf of Mexico. So that is a phenomenon that was far less prevalent in the past that is happening now. If we are talking to you, Cheyenne, about this idea that climate's affecting your community and your family, how do you answer that?
Yeah, I mean, it's great that you bring up the supercharged hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico, because that's actually how it impacted my family. Is in 2017, Hurricane Harvey devastated Houston and the southern Texas and Louisiana area.
And you're from Arlington.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And my grandmother actually lives right outside of Houston. And so she ended up staying behind because she has a ranch there, and she didn't want to abandon her animals, and so she stayed there. And even though she was told that she should evacuate because it was that dangerous to do so, she risked her life to stay there. But her entire house was devastated, and she lost a lot of her animals as well. And on top of it, because she owned a ranch, that's not just you know, the emotional losing your animals, but also that was part of her income. And so she was really affected by this, as well as the fact that she had to rebuild. And it's scary because my family still lives there. And this is happening it happens so often that now I just kind of am in fear that my family is going to be impacted further by this. And we got lucky that one time that, you know, nothing bad happened to my grandmother, but I'm not sure how long we can be lucky with climate change advancing the way it is.
Well, some people move to higher ground. Some people just don't ignore this, but you've decided to become an activist, and you've decided to work on this issue. Why was that the route you took? Why an activist?
So I kind of lived my life business as usual. I knew it was happening for as long as I remember, but I just thought, this is too big, it's too abstract, I can't do anything about this. And eventually I learned more. Like you said, some people move to higher ground, but there's entire island nations that are losing their homes due to sea level rise. And at this point, like, we're going to have so many climate refugees, where do they even go? And so once I started learning more about this, I just realized, you know, I can't just pretend that everything's fine, especially as it impacts my family. It kind of makes it where it makes it apparent. You can't continue to ignore that this is a problem. And so I just started making changes in my daily life of trying to reduce my carbon emissions, but there's only so much that I can do on an individual level. And so I wanted to get involved in activism as soon as I heard that there was the opportunity to join Green New Deal Lewisburg, so that way I can start helping to make larger changes so that we can make a greater impact.
Well, yeah, thank Sarah and some of her colleagues getting that started. A lot of folks heard about the Green New Deal, and they're aware of the legislative inaction that's happening in Washington. But then when they found out that there's a grassroots push, they were glad to hear about that. Why an activist, and what kind of action do you do and should we do?
Well, action can happen at any level. I think we typically, when we look at climate change, we think about, you know, changing our light bulbs. We think about, you know, what we're consuming. But I think getting involved in, you know, new legislation for climate change includes things like voting, speaking out about it, I think is really powerful. Speaking about your stories is also very powerful. I think for me, it was really important to get involved because I wanted to see not only my community, but I couldn't let so many people lose, you know, their communities and their homes. I mean, I think about like the communities in Alaska that are just, they have to relocate their entire communities and they don't have the funding to do this. And so I know while I individually may not be able to have an impact, our hub and our community has already made such impact in Lewisburg. And so by getting involved in organizations like this, individually, we may not be able to make a huge impact, but together we can make a large impact.
If we talk about social justice, you're studying social science. If we're talking about social justice as it relates to climate, what are we talking about?
Well, like I said before, the people who are impacted by climate change most predominantly are already our vulnerable population. So people of color, we have low economic status individuals, minorities. Like these are the people and the communities that are going to be most affected. But yet these are also the communities that aren't necessarily voiced in mainstream politics and media. And so we want to make sure that we're, you know, including them and putting them at the forefront of this fight, I guess, to hold these companies accountable.
Right, sort of think about the victims. Women disproportionately a victim of climate and this displacement, since they tend to be in charge of families, movement, and that sort of thing. And Cheyenne, as biology, you're studying fireflies. Climate's not having a devastatingly terrible impact on fireflies at the moment, but we know fireflies' numbers are declining, and that is just because of the sort of the same thing. We're not paying attention to our impact on the planet.
Yeah, absolutely. Specifically with fireflies, we don't have any evidence to support yet that climate change is having an impact. However, that just is because it requires long-term study. We know that habitat destruction comes hand in hand with climate change, and so that's something that's definitely impacting them as well. But it's, you know, there's so many other animals and organisms that are being impacted by climate change as well, and even to the fact that it impacts humans is because of like, for example, mosquitoes that carry disease as the planet's getting warmer, they're traveling further around the globe. And so we're seeing increased rates of malaria at higher altitudes. And so it's not just a matter of, like, this is impacting the animals on this planet, because it definitely is. We're seeing, you know, the sixth max extinction because of climate change. However, it's also impacting our health, too.
I just think we have so much more to say. Please tell me you'll come back in a month.
Oh, sure thing.
I'm going to pick up right where we left off, and I'm going to ask you about Earth Day, because I know you're both going to be working hard to make sure that Earth Day is brought up and talked about. And you must be proud. It's almost like daughters that are only 5 years younger than you.
Yeah, basically that's how I feel. I'm, like, always proud that a lot of our hub, like, I love everyone in our hub, but obviously community college scholars have a special place in my heart, so I'm always proud that we seem to be at the front of the line doing the most action on campus and in the community.
Three individuals that started their education at community colleges and ended up at Bucknell University are with us today. Sarah Walkley, you just heard, Lewisburg, one of the coordinators of the Green New Deal Lewisburg. Cheyenne McKinley is very active in the Green New Deal Lewisburg as well. Lindsay Schwamm, Jonestown, PA is where she comes from, and she's on the campus too. And please, Cheyenne, tell me that me catching hundreds of fireflies in a jar as a child did not cause what's happening now.
It's not great, but...
Geez, darn. I used to try to even make lanterns that could even light the way, so that was... Poor choices. Okay, so that's what we're trying to undo now, some of our previous poor choices. Yeah. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.